Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way, brought to you by sponsor Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. This is Bible Verses Read Along for Monday, December the 7th, part 3 of 4. And we're going to continue our read-along discussion, beginning with 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious theme broadcast, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind, and His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Continuing with our community announcements, let's keep Courtney Cox and Johnny McDade in our prayers box. They've called off their engagement after dating for 6 months. Coldplay will headline the Pepsi Super Bowl 50 halftime show on CBS on February the 7th. Oprah Winfrey is set to publish her inspirational memoir, The Life You Want, in January of 2017. Rapper Kendrick has earned 11 Grammy nominations, while Taylor Swift and The Weeknd each received 7 nods. The Grammy Awards airs on CBS February the 15th, 2016. Kristen Cavallari's brother, let's keep him in prayer. He's been reported as missing after his car was found abandoned in Grand County, Utah on November the 27th. The Hills alum posted on December 7th, quote, "We remain hopeful," end quote. Maxim Chmerovsky proposed to fellow Dancing with the Stars alum Peeta Murgatroyd on stage after a performance in Miami on December the 5th. So congratulations to them both. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services such as career counseling and other help forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sale development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled SHERLENESTEVENS. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. All right, so let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend or what you may have to do today or this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of His creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation upon generation. God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles. We're now discussing the second book of the Chronicles, all right? Chapter 1, beginning with verse 7. My audience, let's prepare for our religious-themed and educational discussion. Ready? Let's begin. In that night, did God appear unto Solomon? Pausing for a moment, we now know that David has died, and Solomon is now the new king. So God appeared to Solomon and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Pausing for a moment. So what Solomon was saying is, My God, O Lord God, you have given me so many people to reign over, just as you had promised my father David. Lord, I'm going to need every blessing, every promise that was spoken over my father, as well as spoken over myself, to lead your people in an upright manner. Continuing with verse 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked for riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. I want to pause for a moment. God distinctly said, His people, the people that have now blossomed into a great multitude of people. There were other human beings in the lands Solomon ruled, but the special people were of God, God's people that he created, that he told to follow King David and now King Solomon. And so Solomon is asking for wisdom and knowledge of how to rule such great people. Just not any human beings, but these are God's people. Amen. Continuing with verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor. Pausing for a moment. because you didn't ask for me to kill your enemies or kill the ones who tried to kill you and your father. And because you're not asking for riches, not asking for wealth, not asking for honor, but you're just simply asking for an education. You're just simply asking for wisdom and knowledge. I'm going to give you double for your trouble. I'm going to give you not only knowledge, I'm not only going to give you wisdom, but I'm going to also give you riches. I'm going to also give you wealth. I'm going to also give you honor. Amen. Such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. Neither shall there any after thee have the like. Pausing for a moment. So what God is saying here is, I'm going to give you double for your trouble, Solomon. You know, you weren't kind of like, your family wasn't kind of like born into leadership. I trained up your father, David, to become a new leader, someone who would become more productive than all the other leaders. Yes, I have had great leaders like Saul. Yes, that's true. Great. I have had many great leaders, but they weren't as productive, and they didn't follow my commandments as I had instructed. And that's why I raised up your father, King David. And now I'm raising up you, Solomon. And because you have such a humble spirit, Solomon, I'm going to give you double than what you're asking for. Double for the troubles, the trials and tribulations, the challenges that come with leadership. I'm going to give you riches, wealth, and honor, and also all that you have asked and requested. Continuing with verse 13. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 chariots and horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem, and plenteous as stones and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. Pausing for a moment. King Solomon, when he was ready to begin his inventory for his leadership, for his kingdom, for his government, he journeyed. He sojourned. He went to Jerusalem for this. He went to Egypt for that. Amen? He didn't just stay within his own kingdom to get what he needed. Sometimes you don't have all that you need within your own unique household, within your own unique community, so you have to go out and get what you need to become more productive in your work and at your own homestead. And they fetched up and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria by their means. Continuing with chapter 2 of 2 Chronicles. And Solomon determined to build an house for the name of the Lord and a house for his kingdom. And Solomon told out 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 to hew in the mountain, and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon sent to Huram, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David, my father, and didst send him cedars to bring hill and house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build an house to the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual shewbread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. Pausing for a moment, speaking of current events, this Christmas there will be a new moon, and it has been several years since such occurrence has happened in the heavens. Now continuing with our read-along, verse 5 of chapter 2, and the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. But who is able to build him an house, seeing the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I, then, that I should build him an house, save only to burnt sacrifice before him? Send me now, therefore, a man cunning to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in iron, and in purple, and crimson, and blue. Pausing for a moment. That is why we must appreciate the fine arts, because sometimes such talents are required, are needed, or are in demand. And if you don't train up such that are a part of the fine arts, then when you are in need, you won't have such talents. Amen? So the first thing that Solomon knew, he knew that he would need a skilled and talented craftsman, not only in one industry, but just read this verse, in several industries. He said, I need somebody who knows how to work gold. I need somebody who knows how to work silver. I need someone who knows how to work in brass. I need someone who knows how to work in iron. I need someone who also does designing in purple fabrics, in crimson fabrics, and in blue fabrics, and that can skill to grave with the cunning men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David, my father, did provide. Send me also cedar trees. Okay, for his inventory, he needs some cedar trees. He needs some fir trees and algum trees out of Lebanon. That's where they grew back then. Again, he had to go outside of his kingdom to get what he needed to perfect his kingdom to become more productive than the leadership of his father. For I know that thy servants can skill to cut timber in Lebanon. There were some skillful timbers in Lebanon. They were trained to do such work. And behold, my servants shall, not maybe, not suppose, but will, be with thy servants, even to prepare me timber in abundance. For the house which I am about to build shall be wonderful, great. Pausing for a moment. So, aspiring entrepreneurs out there, when you have a vision of what you want your new company to be, you want skillful and talented workers, or you want to have people who are flexible, who are willing to learn, who are willing to be taught such skills and talents that will make your unique organization productive. Amen. Continuing with verse 10. And behold, I will give to thy servants, the hewers of the cut timber, 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, and 20,000 measures of barley, and 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. Okay? So, pausing for a moment, here are other industries that he needs such talent. He needs people who are in the agricultural industry. He needs wheat, barley. He needs people who are in the wine industry. He needs people who are in the oil industry. Similar, not like heating oil, but other oils. Then Hiram, the king of Tyre, answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon, because the Lord hath loved his people, he hath made these kings over them. Hiram said moreover, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, that made heaven and earth, who hath given to David the king a wise son. Pausing for a moment, isn't that what Solomon wanted? He wanted wisdom and knowledge. And now there is someone who is acknowledging such wisdom in Solomon. He said, Hiram said, he's a wise son of David, endued with prudence and understanding, that might build a house for the Lord and a house for his kingdom. Pausing for a moment, King Solomon didn't just say, well, I want to build a house. You know, I want my house to be spectacular. No, he said, well, if I'm going to build myself a house, I'm also going to build my God a house. Amen? So whatever I do, I'm going to have my God in it. Amen? Verse 13. And now I have sent a cunning man, endued with understanding, of Hiram, my father's, the son of a woman of the daughter of Dan. And his father was a man of Tyre, skillful. Okay? Well, this was a Mr. Jack of all trades. He was skillful in gold and working with gold and silver and brass and iron and stone and in timber and purple and blue and fine linen and crimson. My goodness, he was very skilled. Some might say he was overqualified. Also to grave any manner of graving. Wow. And to find out every device which shall be put to him, with thy cunning men and with the cunning men of my lord David thy father. Now, therefore, the wheat and the barley, the oil and the wine, which my lord had spoken of, let him send unto his servants, and we will cut wood out of Lebanon, as much as thou shalt need, and we will bring it to thee in floats by sea to Joppa. And thou shalt carry it up to Jerusalem. And Solomon numbered all the strangers that were in the land of Israel, after the numbering wherewith David his father had numbered them. And they were found 150,000 and 3,600. And he set 70,000 men of them to be bearers of burdens, and 80,000 to be hewers in the mountain, and 3,600 overseers to set the people a work. So not only did he have people working, but he had overseers to make certain that the work got done. Amen? Continuing with chapter 3, verse 1. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem and Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father, and the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. So this was 4 years later. Now these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for the building of the house of God. The length by cubits after the first measure was 80 cubits, and the breadth of 20 cubits. And the porch that was in the front of the house, the length of it was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the height was 120, and he overlaid it within with pure gold. Can you imagine? Your porch overlaid with gold. A porch, not just a mini porch. The porch was as long as his entire house. And you knew his house was huge. My goodness. And the greater house he sealed with fir trees, which he overlaid with fine gold, and set thereon palm trees and chains. And he garnished the house with precious stones for beauty. And the gold was gold of Parvaim. He overlaid also the house, the beams, the posts, the walls thereof, and the doors thereof with gold. My, my, my. And graved cherubims on the walls. My, my, my. And he made the most holy house The length whereof was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof, 20 cubits. And he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. And the weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. And he overlaid the upper chambers with gold. And in the most holy house he made two cherubims of image work, and overlaid them with gold. And the wings of the cherubims were 20 cubits long. One wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house. And the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. And one wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was 5 cubits also, joining to the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubims spread themselves forth 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were inward. And he made the veil of blue and purple and crimson and fine linen and wrought cherubims thereon. Also he made before the house two pillars of 30 and 5 cubits high, and the taffeter that was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. And he made chains as in the oracle and put them on the heads of the pillars and made 100 pomegranates and put them on the chains. My, my. Beautiful, beautiful design. And he reared up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and called the name of that on the right hand Chachin, and the name of that on the left Boaz. Wow. So can you imagine going to your neighbor's house or having your own house as such? Amen. That's in the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue beginning with chapter 4 of 2 Chronicles, verse 1. Okay? So, whatever he did to review our current read-along discussion, whatever King Solomon did for his own house, he did or used the same materials for his God's house. And then he built his house, God, better than his own house. But, you know, let's remind one another now that King Solomon's house looked pretty good too. It was a work of art as well. And it's nothing wrong with having your own unique household and be blessed within your own unique household. In order to give, you have to be able to provide for your own unique household first. You pay your own unique household bills where you are, whether it be your house or your business. Pay those bills first, and then you give. Because once you give, you will be known or identified as a giver. And once you're identified as a giver, people are always going to come back to you. So if you want to be a blessing, a true blessing, then you have to have enough for the next time to give as well. Amen? That is a productive giver. And I could go on and on about that discussion. But we're out of time for this read-along. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. Pausing. If you have any questions, you can email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Think these things that you have both learned, received, and heard and seen in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.